Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Tolleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gene Nelson. And now, play ball. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla takes first base on ball four. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with McGregor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Young moves to third. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonilla for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is called out on strikes. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford strikes out. Skinner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rayford out. Two outs. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bonilla hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla is called out on strikes. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Lacy moves to third. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cruz fields the ball and throws to second. Tolleson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Tolleson. Lacy scores. Lynn moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolleson hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheets moves to second. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Sheets scores. Bonilla goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields the ball and throws to McGregor covering. Safe. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fisk strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sheets hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols, who is chasing the ball. Sheets reaches third base with a triple. Lynn scores. It's 6-0, Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 3 in the game. Rayford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Orioles. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. John Shelby now playing left field. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Dawley now pitching. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Benitez pinch hits for Fred Lynn. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Benitez now playing left field. John Shelby now playing center field. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Tolleson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Orioles. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-3 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.